This is part of the Alexander Technique Online Summit 2024, Discovering Resilience in Your Mind and Body, and celebrating the discoveries of F.M. Alexander, Frederick Matthias Alexander. This constructive rest practice allows you to take some time to rest, expand your awareness, and let go of work for a little while. It can be very productive to take a pause in your day and let your system recalibrate and re-energize. So this is time to set aside for yourself so you can experience more comfort and ease. So please find a quiet space, if possible, on a carpeted floor, and hopefully a space where you won't be interrupted for the next 10 or 20 minutes or so. If you wish, you can put down a yoga mat, an exercise mat, or a blanket on the floor. You'll be lying down on your back with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. For a little bit of elevation under your head and a little bit of support under your head, if you have a small paperback book, you can use that to place under your head. You can also take a large bath towel and fold it so that it's flat. No lumps or bumps under the towel. And try to find a towel that's kind of firm but soft also. If you're just getting started with this practice, please choose about a half inch. The book should be about a half inch to 1 inch. And you'll find a height that's right for you by checking in to just make sure that your neck is comfortable. You don't want your neck to be overly strained where your chin is tucking too much. And you don't want your head to be back as if it would be back and down on the spine. You just want a little support under the back of your skull. Please don't drive or do anything distracting while listening to this recording. And we always work in a safe and inclusive environment. There's no pressure on you to do it right. It's really about giving a gentle invitation to yourself, to your whole self, and to your mind and your body to experience some expansion, to build in time and space, and to also let your sensory awareness come forth. So I think you'll find this fun and easy to do. Please be appropriate to yourself and take a break if needed. It's okay to roll to your side and move around, get up and walk, and come back to the floor if that's what you need. And you can also sit in a chair and just listen. You will be awake and alert at all times. If you're experiencing any symptoms, we always ask you to consult your licensed healthcare professional. And please note that Alexander Technique's an educational process. It's not a treatment or a cure, but people do report very therapeutic results. So please practice this often. I think you'll really enjoy it. So now we'll begin as you're resting on the floor, lying down on your back. It's a semi-supine position where your knees are bent. And your feet are about hip width apart, so not too wide, but not too, your feet are not too narrow either. Sometimes people like to put a pillow under their knees, and that's fine. If you're just getting started and that's comfortable for you, you can grab two pillows and let the pillows support your knees. So just begin by affirming that this is your time. And notice the floor underneath you. What is the sensation of the support that I'm getting from the floor as I allow my neck to soften and my whole back to widen out, kind of spreading and resting and falling into the floor. I let my neck be free so that my head can ease up and out delicately away from my body. So you're really thinking those words at first, not necessarily doing them. We're setting our intention of how we want your spine to free and your body to expand, and your awareness can expand along with it. If you wish, you can see out into your environment with soft eyes. So just take a look around, letting your eyes soften, look out into the space, and maybe appreciate something new in your environment that you didn't see before, something you're curious about. And as you do that, return to a sense of your whole head and your whole body. So you're seeing out, but you're also sensing your whole self. And in our Alexander practice, we start with the whole. If a part may be bothering you, we like to return to the whole and then expand our attention back out to the rest of ourselves. And sometimes the part changes after you redirect your attention in that way. So continue with the sensation of falling into the floor. Your arms can be resting at your sides, or your arms can be resting on your tummy or your abdomen. Your elbows are softening. And your knees are freeing away from your hip joints, out away from your back. And enjoy the sensation of your feet flat on the floor, your feet touching the floor, getting support from what's underneath you. Really, it's a dynamic relationship that we have as we're resting, falling into the floor and allowing the floor to come up underneath you, that's a dynamic support that you can feel and you can experience. And observe your breathing without doing anything to necessarily change it. Simply observe your breath for a moment. Taking your time and working for yourself as you allow yourself to notice expansion, contraction. Affirming that your ribs are very mobile. Letting that fluidity and mobility and flexibility come into your whole rib structure. As you continue to sense your head and neck in relationship to your breathing mechanism, your respiratory mechanism. And if you wish, you can bring your hand, you can bring a hand up to your heart center and just allow your palm to soften on your upper body. Noticing how softening your neck can influence the softening of your palm on your upper body. And as I practice, I like to do a little affirmation, whatever words work for you. I like to make it my own. So I say, I am love, I am worthy. Build in something positive that feels good to you, because that's always nice. And that's a good preparation if you have a presentation to do or an activity that you want to work on. If you wish, you can allow your fingers to lightly touch your sternum area, just noticing that there's a softening in the sternum, the breastbones on top. And you can just feel that movement and build in softening for your head and neck. Again, in relationship to the small movement of the sternum. And at the same time, you're sensing your sternum, either with your fingers, sensing your fingers lengthening to make contact with the sternum area. Notice what's happening in the back, that part of your back that corresponds to your sternum. Is there some movement in the rib area where the ribs relate to the vertebra? Breathing into your armpit area, letting that be really wide and expansive. It's a gift for your shoulder structure. And then noticing your low back again, falling and lengthening as you let the whole low back rest into the floor. So it's a gracious invitation for your whole head and your whole body to feel easy and free. And just pause for a moment. Something that we like to do with our Alexander study is to stop or pause. And just pose the question, what is needed? What do I need right now? You may find that you need to move a little bit, and that's okay. Maybe you want to allow your one leg to lengthen down on the floor, unbend the knee and let the leg lengthen away from your hip joint. And bend it back up again. You can do that with both legs. Or maybe what you need is to allow your arms to lengthen to the sides, maybe reaching your arm, your hands out on the floor to your sides with your palms open. Is that what's needed? And how does that change what you're sensing on the sides of your body, the sides of your torso? As you continue to let this whole process be like a wave of active rest and relaxation that can really permeate your whole self, everything physical, and it can travel where else it's needed. Whatever's needed in your intentionality could be something very positive for yourself. Expand your sensory awareness to the room so you're sensing the temperature in the room, what you're experiencing right now in this moment. Are you warm? Is it a little cooler? What's the air like? The sensation of feeling the contact with my clothing. What do I hear? Are there any sounds in my environment? If any emotions come up, just notice that as part of your body, perhaps releasing. Know that you're safe and free your neck and return to a sense of the whole. It's always interesting to notice how your body's linking up with your emotional life and to plant some good intentions. We're just checking in with your legs, affirming that your hip joints can be open, neck free in relation to my hip joints opening. And my knees are freeing away from my hips, really floating to the ceiling. This idea of knees away, knees forward and away. And my ankles are softening. The tiny bones of my ankles are opening. The tendons on top of my ankles are easy, and my toes are lengthening away from my feet. Noticing your toes and then returning to a sense of your head and neck, your whole head, your face, the back of your head, the beautiful curve on the top of your head. And noticing how my head and neck relationship works in with my feet, my knees, my ankles, my hip joints. And then a word about shoulder softening. Just give yourself permission to let all the work melt out of your shoulders. Our whole shoulder structure is part of our upper body. It has a lot of connections to our head and neck, so we can soften the muscles in the back of our neck and notice our shoulders freeing and widening, falling into the floor. You can sense the two joints of your collarbone or clavicle easing away from each other, and that can be really beneficial for the shoulders. And also breathing into the armpits and letting that area support, really sensing support. In an Alexander lesson, sometimes as teachers, will free your shoulders by getting you to release your armpits, and it's very nice. Your arms can really lengthen to the sides. And now just take time for a moment to bring on the thought of an activity, maybe something you'd like to do later today, or something you want to work on in terms of expanding your potential. And just think about that activity. Don't do it. Don't notice. If your muscles start to want to engage, to start with the doing of the activity. And just pause, say no for a moment, and return to sensing the rest of you. My head eases away from my body in order that my whole spine can follow and lengthen and widen. And so expand back into your whole self. And now think about doing the activity again as you bring your sensation of whole head, whole body into the experience. Give yourself permission to fill up with rest and ease before you go into the activity, whether it be imaginary or you're actually going to do it. So now I'll talk you through getting up from the floor. You're just going to very easily keep this lengthening going. Choose whether it's the right or left side and roll over onto your side. When this is new to you, you may want to stay on your side for about 2 minutes. I think it's important to let your back kind of notice how your back has lengthened and adjust. And you're just kind of bringing the floor with you into sitting, standing, and walking, moving what you're going to be doing next. And this is a fantastic practice. I hope that you will do it often. You're certainly welcome to contact me if you'd like. We may have a recording of this presentation. I will send it to you. I'd be happy to. You can reach me at explorealexander.com. And you can also find me at the attgp.com website. So please continue with this and bring it into your daily life. Thank you so much.